Welcome everybody. Shir number 1553. We'll learn today Lil Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zizel. Lil Nishmas Blima Bas Rem Moshe Lerafua Shalema Menachem Svi Ben Itka. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay. So we started last shir going through the halachas of Muksa. And we are in middle, actually. We started the introduction in the Mishnah Berurah to Muksa, and we mentioned that it goes from Simin Shin Ches all the way up to Simin Shin Yud Beis, the end, and the Mishnah Berurah starts out in the beginning of Simin Shin Ches, which is a very, very famous Simin. Many people have went through it. And he starts out with a introduction as to what Mux is all about. So we started it last year, and he just real quickly to review. He says Lamaisi brings from the Rambam that that Chazal wanted us. The word Mux in general means tiltal, not means tiltal, but that's what it's all about. It's about moving, not so much the touching part, but the moving part. And therefore, the items which we move on Shabbos should be different than during the week. Okay. Zeh, says the Mishnah Berurah further, the introduction to Simin Shin Ches, that what is this Isser all about? Right? Amru Uma im his Hebrew Nevi'im Vitzivui, Shalo Yehiya Hiluchacha B'Shabbos Kehiluchacha B'Chol, that the Pasuk said, right? The Navi, the Pasuk said, and we've spoken about this in the past in reference to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah, which we just finished, that your ways on Shabbos should be different than the ways during the week. Right? We have to do things differently on Shabbos than we do during the week. Our talking on Shabbos should not be like we talk during the week. We've spoken about that. The Isra of Bedavadav, we went through all those halachas, Baruch Hashem. So we see how it's sort of like flowing from Mimsei Chefsecha and the Dabar Dover and Shalei Yehei Hilucha B'Shabbos Kiluch Kechol, right? The ways we do on Shabbos should be different than the week. All that flows sort of like into Muksa. That's what we mentioned in the last few shiurim, that it's a lot of these things a little bit are cross reference, and some of the reasons, there are many reasons for Muksa, many reasons, but some of the reasons are sort of very similar. So we see also like this talking, so just like you can't talk on Shabbos certain things, your talking on Shabbos should be different, like we spoke about. So in the same way, your tiltal b'Shabbos should be different than the tiltal b'chol. So in other words, the moving and the carrying or whatever should all be different. Well, not carrying, I'm not talking about right now the carrying as far as the halachas of Hitzah, carrying from one rishis to another, which we have to get to also, Bezrus Hashem. But the carrying and moving things should be different on Shabbos than you do during the week. Why? Kadesh la yehei kiyayim chayil ba'enav. It shouldn't look like a weekday. A lot of the things that we do, one has to be careful. Even there's certain Rav Moshe has in the Tshuva. Rav Moshe talks about in the Tshuva certain things. I'm not going to get into the whole thing in reference to using timers on Shabbos or whatever. It's a whole different shmooze. Most of us are, we do use timers for certain things or whatever the case is, lights, air conditions, and so on. But the thing that Rav Moshe says over there is that we have to be careful that Shabbos should look totally different, and Shabbos shouldn't look in any way, shape, or form like a weekday. A person has to feel Shabbos, and the things that they do on Shabbos have to be different. We eat different foods, and everything has to be different on Shabbos Kodesh than during the week. Kodesh lo yehei b'yoyim chayil be'enav, right? And that's a very important concept that we have to keep in mind. Even not just the isurim. Yeah, good. You can't cook. You can't do barer. You can't do whatever. You can't squeeze chita. There's many different things, isurim, that you can't do, but more than just that, but the whole essence of the day should be totally different than a weekday. So one of the things is, right, we spoke about the talking, we spoke about Mimsei Chefsecha, we spoke about, right, so now we're seeing a different thing, that carrying and moving different type of things should be different than you do during the week. V'yavi lahagbiya l'sakim kelim mipina l'pina, right, v'yavi lahagbiya l'sakim kelim mipina l'pina, v'yibayis l'bayis, oy latznia avonim, v'chayetz b'em sharehu botol v'yoyushu b'beis, v'yivakish davish yisasek boy. We're going to let you move things and do, good, I'm not doing any one of the Lama Tes Malachas on Shabbos, fine. But if we're going to let you just move around things from place to place, corner to corner, right, I'll, I'll rearrange my house. In other words, what's going to happen? The person sitting at home anyways on a long Shabbos, I have nothing to do, right? So I'll go, I'll rearrange my whole house and do, it becomes a weekday. Lamaisa, bottom line is, it's going to become a weekday. I'll look for things to do. I'm home anyways, right? As they say in English, I'm home anyways. I don't want to say the word kill time. That's a very dangerous word to say. Ramosh used to say, you know, kill time. It's not a good thing to say. But in any case, the person's home. I have long Shabbos anyway. So I'll move this, I'll move that, I'll rearrange a couch and this and that, whatever the case might be. V'nimsa, shalei Shabbos, is going to come out, right? He's not resting the whole Shabbos. The Torah said, l'man yenuach, you have to rest on the seventh day, Shabbos. Shabbos will come and become a regular work day after a while, like everything else. So that's a very important point that the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down, that that is one of the main Isurim of Muksa, that albeit not from the Lamed Tes Malachis, but we want to make sure that a person does in Shabbos what they have to do. Obviously, resting, obviously, learning and these type of things, but even Laman Yenuach, a person has to rest. It's the seventh day of rest, as they say in English. Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha Kol Tov.